Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood stoic enthusiast. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into a topic that's more relevant than ever. Cultivating emotional balance through mindfulness techniques. Ever feel like you're on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting to the depths of despair. Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world that bombards us with stimuli, demands our attention constantly, and frankly, can leave our emotional circuits fried. But fear not, my friends, because mastering your emotions isn't about becoming a robot devoid of feelings, it's about achieving a state of equilibrium, a sense of inner peace that allows you to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. So, what exactly are mindfulness techniques? Think of them as emotional workout routines for your mind. They help you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment, like observing clouds drifting by in the sky. And trust me, the benefits are game-changing. First off, mindfulness helps you identify your emotional triggers. You know that feeling when something sets you off? Maybe a certain person says something, or a situation reminds you of a past experience. Mindfulness allows you to recognize these triggers before they hijack your emotions and lead to impulsive reactions. It's like having an internal alarm system that goes off, giving you a chance to pause, breathe, and respond consciously instead of reacting on autopilot. Second, mindfulness cultivates emotional regulation. Imagine your emotions as waves crashing on the shore. Mindfulness teaches you how to ride those waves without being swept away by them. You learn to acknowledge the wave's intensity, observe its rise and fall, and ultimately let it pass without clinging to its power. This doesn't mean suppressing your emotions, it means understanding them, accepting them, and allowing them to flow through you without causing unnecessary turmoil. Third, mindfulness fosters self-compassion. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and stumble along the way. Mindfulness encourages us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, just as we would a dear friend going through a tough time. It reminds us that we are human, imperfect beings, and that's perfectly okay. Ditch the inner critic and embrace a more supportive inner voice. Fourth, mindfulness enhances focus and concentration. In our hyper-connected world, it's easy to feel scattered and overwhelmed. Mindfulness techniques like meditation train your mind to stay present, reducing mental clutter and improving your ability to concentrate on tasks at hand. It's like sharpening your mental focus, allowing you to be more productive and efficient in everything you do. Finally, mindfulness promotes overall well-being. When you cultivate emotional balance, stress levels decrease, anxiety diminishes, and feelings of joy and contentment increase. Mindfulness isn't just about managing your emotions, it's about living a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, fuming because you're going to be late for an important meeting. Your heart is racing. Your hands are clenched, and you're tempted to scream at the other drivers. But wait. You remember those mindfulness techniques we talked about. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. You observe your thoughts without judgment, acknowledging the frustration but choosing not to let it control you. Instead of reacting impulsively, you shift gears and use this time productively. You listen to an inspiring podcast, plan out your meeting agenda, or even just enjoy the moment by watching the scenery unfold. See? By practicing mindfulness, you transformed a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for growth and self-mastery. Remember, folks, cultivating emotional balance isn't a quick fix. It's a journey of continuous practice and self-discovery. But trust me, the rewards are worth every step. So, what can you do today to start integrating mindfulness techniques into your life? Start small. Take a few minutes each day for mindful breathing exercises. Pay attention to your senses when you eat or walk. Notice the thoughts that arise without judgment. Every little bit counts. And hey, if this resonates with you, share it with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the stoic love and help each other navigate this crazy ride called life with more grace, resilience, and emotional balance. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.